From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington. The investigation into Tuesday's attacks appears to be making progress. Authorities have begun identifying some of the hijackers and seem to be learning more about how they gained access to the planes. In Germany, police said they had detained an airport worker in connection with the attacks. And here in the United States, the investigation is ranging from Florida, where some of the hijackers studied flying, to Maine. A group of hijackers journeyed from there to Boston to board the two planes they later crashed into the World Trade Center. NPR's Nina Totenberg is here to tell us how the investigation is being conducted. Nina, let's go from micro to macro. First, the FBI seems to be making significant progress in identifying these hijackers and their connections. How do they do that?
Well, there are lots of tried and true ways, and although the FBI has been the subject of a lot of criticism, this is one of the things that they really do best. And one of the things that they do is they follow the money. Follow the money, they say, and you'll find the rat. And so, for example, some of these people who've now been identified as hijackers from the planes who took flight training in Florida, they paid by check. Well, that leads to their credit cards, to their phone records, to their cell phones, which leads in turn to going back over some of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act tapes that have been sitting in American files and never listened to because we don't have enough translators, or national security tapes with similar problems that have never been entirely listened to. So all of that is going on. In addition, what they do is they follow these people's connections. They go back to the countries that they came from. Are their passports valid? How did they get their passports? Who were their friends in those countries? Who were their relatives? Where did they go to school, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, that would, I would imagine, get difficult when you try to get other countries to cooperate and hand over what they know.
It does get difficult, and I'm told that even some European countries in the past have been difficult to deal with on some of this. But in this case, there will be countries like Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, where we're going to want information, and we'll have to make decisions about how we treat countries that won't give us that information. Keep in mind that people who've looked at this say that these guys cannot have learned how to fly jumbo jets at a flight school in Florida. That the only place where you can get a jumbo jet likely to train on is a state-sponsored airline. And they don't have those, by the way, in Afghanistan.
What other kinds of questions are these investigators asking?
Well, they're going to ask, were the hijackers 100% successful, or were there some attempts that failed? Is there more than one group involved? Why did the Pentagon plane turn away from the White House? You know, the plane that ended up crashing into the Pentagon, why did it turn away from the White House? Was it a feint? Was there already an American plane in the air that we don't know about? How do they know that Air Force One was a target? That's one thing we don't know the answer to yet. On the investigative front, there's likely to be a new look almost every day, as well as what kinds of rules of engagement we're going to have. After all, we keep saying we're at war. That means this is not a criminal investigation. This is a war investigation.
Nina, last and maybe most important, there's been talk about this being an intelligence failure, and I gather that you're starting to pick up some information on that?
I'm told that this story is only beginning to come out, and that the information was about this hijacking plot was somehow there and not used, that this was a major screw-up. And as I said, we know that there are tapes that have not been listened to. But this story is apparently much bigger even than that. And all I know so far is that it's going to get ugly, as people have said to me. It's going to come out. And as one source said to me, there's going to be a post hoc investigation on this that's going to make your skin crawl.
Thanks very much, Nina.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.